With a look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. It's the Masters, the first golf major of the year, teeing off in Augusta, Georgia later on this morning. Last year's winner was Scottie Scheffler, looking to win back-to-back Masters. Tiger Woods, he's back at the Masters for the 25th time, and not even he knows how much longer he'll be able to keep playing. Woods says he doesn't know how many more he has in him because of injuries to his legs and back. He described his right leg as being full of hardware, talking to the media earlier this week. Woods brings a degree of normalcy to the Masters that's filled with chatter and speculation this week about the LIV Golf Series. Now we'll see if he can even make the cut. He always has at the Masters. He's looking to match a record of making the cut for 23 times in a row, which would tie the record held by Gary Player and Fred Couples. Phil Mickelson, he returns to the Masters. He had a practice round ahead of his opening round today. He missed last year's event for the first time since 1994 after controversial comments about the LIV Golf Series. Mickelson is now one of LIV Golf's star attractions. He's among 18 players from the rival circuit playing this week, including six former Masters champions. Mickelson calls this his favorite week of the year and said he missed it, missed last year playing at Augusta. He says he has no problems with the players that have been critical of his decision to leave the PGA Tour. That includes 1992 Masters champion Fred Couples, who recently referred to Mickelson as a nutbag. Now, there you go. Masters teeing off later this morning. Coverage on ESPN and on CBS. Connecticut's victory on Monday night over San Diego State for the men's national championship ended up being the lowest final on record viewer-wise. The Huskies' 76-59 win averaged just 14.6 million viewers on CBS. That broke the previous low of 15.9 million back in 2018 when Villanova beat Michigan. That game, though, was on cable. That was on TBS. The previous low for a national championship game on CBS before Monday night was also a Connecticut win back in 2004 when they beat Georgia Tech, and that game still averaged 17 million viewers. CBS and TBS, they started to alternate televising the Final Four back in 2018. Despite those record low numbers, Monday night's game was still the most watched program on television Monday night, and also the most watched basketball game, college or professional, since last year's championship game between Kansas and North Carolina. Speaking of Kansas, their head coach, Bill Self, says he's doing well after a health scare last month that kept him from coaching Kansas in the Big 12 and NCAA tournaments in March. He reiterated yesterday that he has no plans to step down. Self spoke to reporters for the first time since March 8th. That's when he went to an emergency room after a final shoot-around during the Big 12 conference tournament. He was complaining of chest tightness and concerns about his balance. The 60-year-old Self had two stents placed to help treat blocked arteries at the University of Kansas Health System. For more sports, you can always check out our website at KORNradio.com. I'm Travis Krenz.